Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
Maybe I should repeat that since I was clearing my throat and not muted. Let me see. It's Free for All Rock Friday, so I really worry about clearing my throat because maybe, just maybe, someone will speak up. But you don't know because it's Black Friday and some people are out shopping and I won't have anything going till 1 o'clock when I open the shop for the late arrivals from their shopping, who hopefully go to have lunch across the street and want to come play when they've had enough to eat. A shout out to the Iron Barley for being a very unique barbecue place. I don't know what you call it. They got amazing different concoctions. Can you imagine having jalapenos in your dessert? I've tried it. I'm not even crazy about dessert, but it was very interesting. Life can be so interesting when you decide to delve into it. I remember my mom using the word delve. Delve into that. I wonder what kind of student she was. You know, I never asked her whether she liked school or whether she did well in it. I have no idea what kind of student my mother was. I don't know if she cared a lot about school or not. I don't know diddly about that. I know the stories she told about being out of school as a child. We never really talked about her school. And I think that's true for a lot of us. School is school is school is school is school. And every day we can experience more. It's up to us. You know, I can simply just zip up my coat every day and wear it around all day long. Or I can zip up my coat, wear it, take it off, do something different. Unzip it. Go do something different. Zip it. Zip it, unzip it. Zip, 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 zip. You know, that just came to me. It's pretty obvious, right? I don't know what I meant by that, except that with your coat, they're made to be zipped and unzipped numerous times. Over and over and over again. We repeat the same pattern. And I am having so much fun right now, learning even more about the patterning of human beings. I was always fascinated by it. That was probably more fascinating to me, was human behavior and the study of the body, than a lot of other things. But although I never did do anything with it, throughout my life, I see patterns of spending time with people to try to make their lives better. And in doing so, it made mine better because I learned through observation and helping them. It was exciting. They were wonderful times. I still, some of my most rewarding times have been doing that, whether it was working with the children that were in the Woods Learning School, which was a special school in my town that children with certain impairments went. Miss Fowkes, teacher in junior high, who I never had, but she headed up the student council, which I got involved in because it was about making things better for the students. That's the way I understood it. And I got involved and I really loved it. I didn't bother with it in high school because I realized the students suddenly thought they were the teachers and they were going to tell the other kids how to perform. It wasn't about each child doing something on a social level that would be an improvement somewhere. And so in junior high, it was about improving the things around us in school for the students. It was a voice we had, and we had it. We went into the principals. We learned to communicate with the adults about our needs as students. But high school became such a mess that I just tuned out. I could have cared less about any of that part of my life. But I always enjoyed working with those students. Were they students? What were they? They were at a learning center, Woods Learning Center. They were children just like I was. Some of them were older than me. I think they could go there until they were 21. They were touched by the forces of nature, just like was happening in junior high. It was fascinating. And an experience when I went to Lander, Wyoming, touched me more than any experience in my life, I do believe. And it was just an unbelievable experience when we went to the state in Lander, Wyoming. It was a little ways out of the town. And what I experienced there in observing what they did with the older folks, those over 21, there might have been a few in there. Well, it was a tragedy to experience a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful child who was so much older than you would think, that was just dressed like a doll baby. And I realized the preciousness of life and my value to life in mine and helping others. But somehow we get lost in selflessness, and they call it being selfish. They have things twisted up. And today I just want to chat with everyone about, you know, how are things going in your life? What's going on? We're wrapped up in politics and religions, but we're really all so much more than that, and pattering. And oh, I'm just turned on today. So it's your day to take the microphone. Go ahead and experience something more. And I've got a hand up. Somebody who used to host this for me. It's been a long time, and I've kept going, but I'm reconsidering that. How are you today? Come on, give her the microphone. It's spinning. I may have to refresh my screen. Let me refresh. See if I get you. Come on. Refresh. Still trying. If I need to, I'll go over to my tablet and see what I can accomplish. Because I don't want to have to talk. I can let someone else have the microphone today. That's always exciting. Let me see. I'll go here.
There it is.
Oh, we
there
finally
is.
Got you. Can you believe how slow the computer
is? Oh, my goodness. I'm doing great. I tell you what, I have been tie-dyeing the whole month. My hands and my arms are every color of the rainbow. I've got
a
big event coming. Yes, I am. For the wonderful holidays, yes, I'm rainbow. But I have a flea market coming up on Sunday. It's a small community town, and, you know, mostly farmers. So I've been tie-dyeing, I've been sewing, I've been doing bead work all this month, and I'm down to the last 2 days here, and I still have a little bit more to do, but you know what? It's enjoyable every day. Every day, the minute I got the table, the vendor table, I was like, oh, you know, I was jumping up and down like a child, Jill. I was up and down, yay! You know, and I was like, oh, let me get some colors. You know, I got my colors out. I got more colors. I started, you know, intermixing colors to make new colors. And the shirts that I'm creating now are unique, one of a kind. And I'm telling you, through the time of a year and a half of doing tie-dye, I can see the progress of myself creating these shirts because, you know, Jill, I still have one shirt that we created together that one day where we did tie-dye. And I look at that shirt and I'm going, gosh, it's beautiful. And the shirts that I'm doing today, it's like there's an evolution of these inserts that I'm doing, and you can see the difference in from a year and a half ago to today. And I have to say, it's wonderful to evolve into something you enjoy and keep creating and making it better and better, more enjoyable, and it just fills you up. It just fills you up, Jill. Really does.
It does.
And I'm walking around with colored nails, and I'm like, ooh, ooh, look at me. Yeah, woohoo. I don't need nail polish. But it's been a wonderful month. And, you know, today I'm piecing things together, putting tags on them, and it's just amazing. It's amazing when you are doing your passion, what you love to do, which mine is just creating in an artistic way, it just fills you, really does. And then when I really look at the evolution of it, it's like, wow, I've come a long way. It's a beautiful path. And I just keep going. I just keep going, Jill. I love it.
Because you can.
Yeah.
Just keep going. There's something to that, isn't there? That's such freedom. Whatever you love doing, if you just keep going at it, what happens? Exponential growth that you just spoke about.
That's right.
Right?
That is what it's called.
Growth. It is.
That is exactly what it is.
I'm so fascinated by life right now. I'm just fascinated by all that we are and all that we can be. And I think about the people that are out. Okay, it's a routine. They go shop on Black Friday. It's a real routine. And they struggle with the crowd, and some of them really even hate crowds. And it's something else. It's something else. And yet, you know, I can also hear the person that's outside still taking care of their yard. Here we are, almost the end of November, and someone's out taking care of trimming and doing things like that. And others already have their Christmas stuff up because they put it up the day after Thanksgiving. I mean, we have these routines, these patterns we keep. And some of them are good. Keep it up. If it's taking you forward, keep it up. But if it's a dull routine, drop it. Just drop it, right? Why keep doing something that isn't getting you somewhere? Why not do something that brings you happiness, that reflects out as love and is not stress? Stress is a killer. Stress is a killer. And,
yes, it
and is. It's so scary for me to think about how many people die with so much stress in their life and so many stressors, and they can't hardly pull a shirt out of their dresser to get dressed every day. And if they would have done something they loved to do and continued to do it, that exponential growth would have made their life so much more beautiful. And you have the ones that are 90-some, and they're starting out in something new already. And I go, whoa, love those people, right? They're an inspiration.
Yes,
and
they are.
I think,
yes, they are.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited for you and your tie-dyeing, and you're continuing in it and seeing how your work has improved. And I'm hopeful that there will be plenty of shoppers for you on Sunday, and that I don't know if you've put yourself up there on that offer up that I mentioned to you or not yet, but be sure you do.
Not yet, no. Not yet.
Yeah,
I wanted to wait until after the flea marketing, you know, and then go there. Because
the only reason I was thinking is it might bring you someone there. You know, it might bring them there. Another flea market for you. You might
That's true, but I've been
really
advertising in a different way.
But you can do it in many ways. I just was giving you another form.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Why not exponentially market? I'm really learning the power of exponential marketing. So
that's wonderful.
You know, it's so easy. All you do is snap a picture on your phone, girlfriend. You're
going
to be amazed at how simple it really is. If you can get
I'm going to have to go there much sooner.
You really need to check it out. You're going to be amazed, and it's so cool because it's in a local area, And I was surprised to find out that, you know, like, I discovered that, do you remember those men we used to go see when we were out in Cahokia and we went to visit that certain little thrift store? They were up on there. They were up on there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, okay? They were up on OfferUp. Okay, they're up on OfferUp. So I'm suggesting that, you know, you'd be surprised at how many people are using it and how great it is to search in your community, to search for certain items. You get to use words in it that come up as keywords.
Right.
Somebody may love tie-dye, and they'll find tie-dye. Somebody may be looking for holiday, and they'll find holiday. Okay?
Right?
Yeah.
Nothing
and
like colorful
fun.
Tie-dye. I have been using other, you know, because like you said, you know, it's exponential when you use those type of websites. And I have used two of them other than what you have told me. Now, I haven't gone to that one. But I have a couple that are in this local area, and it reaches quite a good area. So I have been using two other sites and had a little bit of a, you know, pick up on them a couple of times, but I'm telling you, it really does work. And I've had many people say, wow, I didn't think tie-dye was still, you know, out there. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it is. It really is. I mean, if you think about it, it is an easier way to produce a T-shirt, a pair of pants, your underwear, your bra, whatever, a different color. You know, are you tired of white? You know, are you tired of the white? You know,
and your whitey-tighties?
Yeah, and I have. Okay, the whitey-tighties, I've done very colorful, and I've done bras. I tell you what, I've done anything that's white. Anything that's white, and I'm like, yeah, you know, you really can change your perspective just by seeing white go to something colorful, and then you're like, ooh, look at this. I'm wearing this today. Woo-hoo. You know what I mean?
Right. And it's,
yes.
And if you create it yourself, it's even more fun. But it's fun. Yeah. People still love tie-dye. We'll always love tie-dye. What, you know, what's fun to take colors in a simple way using rubber bands and folding of fabric to create something as opposed to screen printing, as opposed to, you know, I'll never forget my crazy little writing, the National Erection. I was like, oh my gosh, because I was in the national team at that time for TVP, and I said National Erection. I put it on there and I went, that isn't coming off.
It was fun though.
It
when
was
you're
a fun
doing
day.
It in fun, you know, you gotta laugh at it. You know, laughter brings people together. And yes, it was fun, Jill. I'll never forget that. Never.
Yeah, good time. Always
going
to be planted in our memories forever. And knowing we're going the same direction, it doesn't. See, this is what I always wanted to share with people, is we can come together as a big group, but we all need to move forward. And I can't say a big group. I've now spent time with 1,000 people who are focused on stopping aging. 1,000 people when I was out in San Diego. They had nothing to do. You know, it was a completely different group than the NeoThink Society, of which I'm also a part. But these people were fun, and there was laughter, and we had a great time. You see, you got to go back home, no matter where you go, and be willing to live your life according to who you are and who you're meant to become. And that's the key to life. We can't follow someone else. Look at, like I said, zip that zipper, unzip it, do something different in the time that you, between the time you zip and unzip a zipper. Do something different. Okay, some people zip up their pants in the morning, unzip them to do a little something different. Right? We do.
Yeah, stand on your head and zip up those pants, all right? That's different. Definitely.
Yeah, but, you know, it's so funny because some people just zip up their pants, unzip them to relieve themselves, doing something organic, zip them back up, and they don't do anything in the periods of time between the time they zip and unzip except do the same thing. Turn it on, turn it up, turn it upside down, like she just said. Go ahead, stand on your head. Try to zip them when you're on your head. Well, you could. Go ahead and try leaning up against the door or something when you do it. Maybe you want carpet on the floor. But we have so much possibility that I'm so turned on by each day. You know, some are turned on by Black Friday. Today's the big shopping day of the year. I could care less, except I'm now in resale, so I decided to do something different at the store. We created, and I had so much fun playing with the girls that volunteer at the store like I do, because it is a congregation resale shop. We're volunteers. And it's getting better all the time as we volunteer our time in resale. Thrift store. You know, if you look at everything that's in there, it was of value to someone who bought it. Full price. Maybe even on sale. But when you get into resale, holy moly, can you make the deal? So we were looking and going, well, this has been here for a while. Oh, that's brand new, but you know, we can sell that for $1. So on the front window now, we have the dollar corner. And so today we unveil our dollar corner.
Awesome.
We create a whole section that everything's $1. People can know that. We're the two-for-you resale. So, you know, and I see this model being replicated across the country. I really do. But we're perfecting it. Should it work?
Wow.
There's no reason why this won't work within our congregation of inspiration across the nation to bring my next fundraising program to life. And that is really a fun one. It is so exciting. We've already been collecting the things we're going to need for the children. So the children fund their education. Okay, now this is a completely different twist.
Very unique.
In the actualization of a story that I read. It's a completely different twist. And it's going to be beautiful. And I've already found, as luck would have it, is it luck? Is it circumstances? Is it because it was meant to be? I don't believe. Okay, there are circumstances that happen, not necessarily coincidence, okay? A teacher, a music theory teacher, shopping at Aldi's when I was shopping. We were laughing, going, oh, my God, the apple butter syrup's back. And Jessica had eaten a lot. She just garbled mine up last year, and she was worried about it. She said, don't worry about it. I just wanted a taste or two. You know, I made myself some French toast and tried it once or twice. I'm not a sugar girl. So she was feeling bad. Well, there it was. So she, of course, had to buy it. She had to buy a second bottle for me. And I'm like, you don't need to. You know, just let me have another little taste. Once a year is good enough for me. Except in some things.
It's a beautiful thought.
I like it more often.
Beautiful thought.
It was sweet.
Yeah.
So we're talking about it.
Yeah.
We're giggling. And here's this wonderful lady who's a music theory teacher. Do I know that? Absolutely not. We're talking, she talks apple juice. We're just having fun talking about apples. And then I tell her what I'm going to do, what we do, and she's like, oh, wow, that sounds really great. And she tells me what she does. She's going to be retiring. And before I know it, she's willing to put together a quartet to be the entertainers when we unveil this fundraising program for the kids. And I was just like, wow. And then in line, when we get to the line, we have another teacher in line who's right behind her. Is it a coincidence? No. I know what school he teaches at because he told her and we were all three talking, okay? And I can see him involved and I get community involved and we improve the future of education. And I just go, wow, wow, wow. So I've been on a roll for a while. I'm always on a roll.
Woo-hoo.
But this program is something that can be replicated across the nation, across the world, and the children will learn to do common denominator-like thinking, putting things together, not percepts, but linking their percepts, having concepts, and having greater success. Doesn't matter what gender, because that is the only separation of children and therefore the only separation of adults, but we make too big a deal of it, that separation. My friend, we are going to have so much fun in 2017. And I want you to have great success at your sale this weekend. And I want the same thing for us today at our Black Friday unveiling of our dollar corner. And Jessica found a cool little corner shelf a while back, a big one. And then we found a cool little white one, maybe 3 feet high, maybe 40 inches. yeah, somewhere in there, that she found that was the little white one. And the little white one gets to go on our front window to unveil the corner. Right? It's so cool.
Yeah.
Resell.
Oh, that's cool.
One man's junk is another woman's treasure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree on that.
Carpenters getting rid of all this stuff, found in the alleys, going to work. There's always value in something that gets created, and that means there's a value in a human being. Anybody else want to talk? You got some time here. Bring it on. We love being here, and it's so fun always chatting with you. Always. You know, I'm at episode 984 is done. 15 days left here. 15 days. 1,000 episodes. How did I do that?
Wow.
I did it by thinking and being committed to the future. And now I'm seeing an evolution, and I'm not so sure I'll be doing this after 1,000. I'm looking at stopping it because it's a real commitment, and I have some other projects that may require more time, or I may evolve this into the fundraiser. We'll see. Good morning, 352.
Good morning, Jill, Sabrina. Yeah, I was just saying that let everybody keep on doing the same thing while we keep moving forward. I got lines here, and so do you guys. So, yes, indeed, it's starting to get exciting. One more every day.
Good.
That's all I got
to
say.
Because that's what we have to do. Thanks. Nice
I'd like to
hear
get 50 million paid members, be honest with you. Thank you.
Take care.
Good to hear your voice. Definitely good to hear your voice.
Good to hear you, too. Yes, hello. All right.
Happy holidays. All right.
Happy holidays.
Yeah. All right. You know, we each can add value to life. The key is this. You were born a conscious human being. If you're listening to me, we made a leap in consciousness about 3,000 years ago when we moved beyond living in nature and created so many values that we could live without the stress of Mother Nature. And we had space to use our mind differently, to use it for creation without the stress of Mother Nature. And if you will work on that every day, if you will just keep going, and I say that, quote, just keep going, end quote, from Mark Hamilton, an author of some books that are based upon our science, our nature, this consciousness, our ability as human beings, you will find your life will get better and better and better and better. It won't get worse if you put yourself into the equation of life. Because remember, there was something you loved to do. And I always loved working with the people and improving their lives. Whether they were the seniors when I worked at the senior center, not worked there, when I worked with the people at the senior center to create a seniors program before I left Wyoming and moved to Vegas and went down and spoke to the seniors there too, or I was working with the Downs children. I've never been, I wasn't a mama's mama. I wasn't a baby's mama. I wasn't sure I even wanted children, and my children know that. When I decided to have them, they know that I wanted them. There was not a doubt. They know why they know that. Okay, they know. And I wanted them. But prior to that, I could have cared less about having kids. Are you kidding me? They're work. Babysit? Are you kidding me? That's a lot of work. I'll clean house, thank you. Everyone is different. Everyone can add value to life. And when we recognize that and we quit believing that certain people need to provide for others, oh my gosh, we'll have more than we can see today. And Sabrina, you just keep creating the things you're doing and keep on going. And I really do hope to catch you in Florida. I know you got the grandbaby coming along. So I hope you're really going to come down there and we get to see you.
Yes.
I don't know.
I am. The baby's coming early. So, yeah.
So you'll be down around there, and I hope you can jump on a bus, Gus, and come up and see us, Gus. I really do. We'd love to see you.
I'm working on
it. We might be closer from Tampa to where your daughter lives than we are right now. Even though it's only like 4 hours away, if that. It's so silly, right? But I know you just keep going, so keep going. Everyone here, keep going. Yeah. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll be back. You know, I may only be back now for yet another 14 episodes after today. We'll see. I have to really decide whether paying for this program, this platform, is as worthy as something else I could be doing. And if I do evolve somewhere else, I'll keep you posted. I'll let you know before I evolve, and you can come find me wherever. So, I don't know, maybe these 1,000 episodes just go out the window when I quit paying. It doesn't matter, because it was my evolution that mattered. So does yours. Have an awesome day. Everyday people make the world go round. We're the non-ruling class people that bring all the values to life, and we've somehow turned over power to a ruling class who take from every one of us who create values. That's silliness. Time to evolve into the self-leaders we were meant to be. Be then in the song now. Be then. Thank you, Sly. Woo!
Yes. Woo!
Have a great day, everyone. Tie dye.
You.
Create a new pattern.
Yeah.